This is Senator Al Simpson. Beware of the scam artists who offer home improvements and end up costing you your home. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, we've always had a problem with those snake oil peddlers who promise the world but only deliver a bad memory. It seems the latest scam now is to promise homeowners a jazzy remodeling job while getting them to put their entire home up for collateral. Sadly, the homeowner who doesn't read the fine print ends up mortgaging their house for a loan they never see. And when they miss the old payments, the bank moves in to foreclose. Ugly stuff. Ted, these scams target our older Americans who are retired. Their home often represents everything they've worked and saved for. Let's put the alarm warning out about this scam, Ted. And if you Democrats will ever let us in Congress consider a sound bank reform bill, we could add something to it to help fix up this problem, too. Come on, Ted.
Al, home equity loan frauds that prey on senior citizens and minorities are an outrage. But states are catching on, and scam artists are being prosecuted and sent to jail. Massachusetts delays foreclosure in cases where home equity fraud is suspected. Even reputable banks have been caught buying shady loans from fly-by-night home repair and remodeling firms. The banks foreclose when homeowners discover their remodeling contracts are really mortgages on their homes, and they can't afford the monthly payments. Fraud started mushrooming in 1986, when the tax laws were amended in a way that made home equity loans more enticing. The vast majority of remodeling contractors are reputable, and government can prosecute abuses. But the first line of defense is still the homeowner. No one should sign a fancy home repair contract, Al, without reading the fine print and making sure their home is safe. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Civil Rights Act. New remedies for women subjected to sexual harassment. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.